Law is now law.
Upon his signature, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz has put the Public Health Protection Act of 2018 into effect. It bans the sale of tobacco and nicotine-containing products in pharmacies, forbids smoking in NFTA bus shelters, and outlaws smoking in cars where minors are present. In addition to lawmakers, those invited to witness the signing was Zoe Kaminsky, a DePue High School senior and anti-smoking advocate.
It is especially important to note that there is no safe level of exposure to cigarette smoke. With 28,000 people dying in New York State each year alone from tobacco use, change was desperately needed.
The act combines three separate previous attempts at anti-smoking legislation. Dr. Candace Johnson, president and CEO of Roswell Park, believes in the long run most people will support these new rules.
When the bars and restaurants, people thought, oh, nobody's going to go there, it's going to be terrible. Didn't happen. And in fact, I'm sure every single one of us in this room today appreciates when you go into a bar and restaurant that you don't go away smelling like cigarettes.
County Executive Poloncarz took the opportunity to look back on a year of what he deems important legislation passed.
We passed a brand new ethics law that really created one of the strongest ethics laws that any government has in New York State. We also passed a fair housing law that creates one of the strongest fair housing laws in the country.
It's estimated it will take about a month for the local law to be received and filed in Albany, and after that, officers will be allowed to issue tickets to violators. Pharmacies, meanwhile, are given until the end of February to get affected products off their store shelves. Michael Brosiak, WBFO News.